supersonic comeback. Puppies, they understand us. And mustard on watermelon? I'm Paul Ann Decker. That's what I'm buzzing about today, Monday, June 7th. The Daily Buzz is next. Paul Ann Decker and the Daily Buzz. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. If you've been itching to travel, or if you just love things that go fast, you'll probably be excited to hear that United is bringing back supersonic travel. The company has made a deal to buy 15 Overture jets, which will seat about 75 people and travel at 1.7 times the speed of sound. Possible routes include New York to London and San Francisco to Tokyo. But you might want to temper that enthusiasm. These jets won't be in the air until at least 2029. The last commercial supersonic fleet, the Concorde, was retired in 2003. The Tokyo Olympics are less than 2 months away, and things seem to be getting worse and not better, as nearly 10,000 of 80,000 unpaid volunteers have dropped out. While officials did not say why the volunteers quit, it most likely has something to do with coronavirus concerns. The games are scheduled to begin July 23rd. Japan's president says if an outbreak were to happen, events would go on without spectators. They're loving. They're adorable. And it turns out that puppies can understand us from a very young age. New study says by 8 weeks old, they're willing and able to lock eyes with people they don't know and take virtual cues, like if you point to their food bowl. And they can do it without any training, which suggests that they are born with innate social skills. Maybe that explains why they're just so stinking irresistible. Yeah, even when they pee on the rug. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Paul Ann Decker with part two of the Daily Buzz. So, mustard on watermelon is trending on TikTok. People putting yellow mustard on their watermelon. And some say it's surprisingly good. I put salt on watermelon, but mustard? Sounds disgusting. I know, don't knock it until you try it. I'm not going to try it. Stubble is apparently attractive, as long as it's the right kind of stubble. A study from New Zealand wanted to know what facial hair on men and women found most attractive. The answer, women found men with heavy stubble on their faces the most attractive, but not all stubble is equal. The women in the study found men with light stubble to be the least attractive. Men who were clean-shaven and had full beards were found to be the second most. And this is interesting, men with beards were perceived to be better parents. So apparently Mercury is in retrograde right now. Only 3 in 10 claim to even know what that means. Retrograde is when a planet's orbit appears to change. So it starts going backwards in the sky. But it doesn't really change. It's just an illusion that happens because of where we are in our orbit. And it happens with all planets, not just Mercury. But does it affect us? 9,000 Americans polled said 32% believe it does. Another 27% aren't sure. 39% said definitely not. I think I'm in that group. Finally, in Utah, a 9-year-old girl and her 4-year-old sister stole their parents' car and managed to drive for about 9 miles before they crashed into a truck. Girls are okay. Police say they tried to drive to California so they could swim with the dolphins. They have no idea how they figured out how to drive the car, but at least they knew to wear their seatbelts. The Daily Buzz. Thanks for sending me things to buzz about to Paul at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. I podcast this and every Daily Buzz on the station website. You can even subscribe and we'll email it to you each day. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery. Today, it's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.